Today, I will be sitting down with my mom and interviewing her. She has various stories to tell us about the struggles during her childhood years and the hassle of transitioning from a country to another country. Her and her family came from a region in Southeast Asia, Cambodia it is. My mom was born around in the 1970s, and it was also during the time when the war between Cambodia and Vietnam had begun. She had told me that she does not remember a lot that had happened during a time when she was still in her native country, since she was young. But she does remember quite a few moments that she can expand on a story further for us to hear. Now here's the story of the struggles in her childhood life that she will be telling us.
Growing up at that time was very difficult, but I don't really remember anything at all because I was actually really young.
The war started when my mom was about 5 years old. For a 5-year-old, it is very hard for a child at that age to manage and escape from the hustling soldiers. Running away from a war is a very tragic moment in everyone's life, especially for my mom since she had gone through it. She could remember the incident of the war clearly, even though she was very young at that age when it had happened. The exploding sound of the thundering gunshot is what frightened you the most, and that can bring your mind into thinking about the moment you had escaped from it.
The only time I can remember anything from Cambodia is when I had to work at young age to provide for my family and when the war had started, so we had to run into other part of Asia land than here to the United States.
Continuing on during the war, my mom and her family would always have to find a place as a hideout. They stayed at certain places, such as forest, and hideout for a few hours for a couple of days or so, and moved on further with their journey. It was also hard for them to find food at that time. This is where they would have to be very cautious and sneaky when doing that from getting caught by the soldiers. My mom and her family also went into another land near Cambodia to stay for safety reference.
I stayed in Thailand from 1979 to 1983, so for about 4 years. My family and I didn't actually stay or live in a normal home. We had to stay at a camp that everyone who ran from the war had to stay in. In Thailand, I didn't have to work or do any workload there because I was very young. Thailand actually provided us free food and I got to go to school. My father actually had to work there in Thailand. He was a nurse and worked at a hospital there in Thailand. My mother got to stay home and took care of her children. Another Asia land that my family and I stayed at was in Philippines. We stayed there for about 7 months before coming to the United States. The people in Philippines were very nice and friendly to us. On occasion, they invited us to have feasts with them. Everyone had to work there except for the kids. My father worked there as a cop, but it was a volunteer job. Everyone had a chance to go to school to learn English.
My mom actually traveled from Cambodia to Thailand and to the Philippines. She said the most exciting and happiness moment during that time is when her and her family all went to the land of Philippines. She said it was surprisingly fun learning another language there, which is English, but she only learned it for a couple of months there until her and her family were sent to America. Now here are the stories of her transitions from her own native country to America.
In the year of 1984, my family and I landed in the United States at that time. I was about 14 years old. Coming to another country that I wasn't familiar with was actually very surprising for me. The reason to that was the way people look and their skin color were very different to my own skin colors. Looking back to that time, I thought it was pretty funny because I didn't know anyone in this world would have a mix of skin color.
In Asia, you would see people with similar type of skin color, but it was very surprising for my mom when she first discovered other people in America with various mix of skin color.
When I came here to the U.S., I didn't have any friends who were other color from mine. Everyone that time did not like Asian at all. They would always make fun of us and call me Chinese, even though I'm not. The people there would imitate the stereotype of Chinese people. I came to the United States when I was 14 years old and came directly to live in Philadelphia. I actually got the chance to go to school, but I was put in a grade. Exactly the grade where all people my age wouldn't belong in. I didn't know much English, so I was put in an English learning class, which is known as ESL. But not just a grade, I was also put in there throughout my high school years. As a person who does know much English, it was very hard to interact with others who doesn't speak the language I speak in. People couldn't understand me much, and I feel as though I was different from everyone else in America. But that didn't stop me from making friends. I actually had many friends during that time, but they were my own kind, Cambodian. In class, it would be one of the most embarrassing stories throughout my school years. I usually get picked on by teachers a lot, and it was very difficult for me what they were asking me and what kind of answer they actually want for me. I would just sit there and cover myself with sweat and tears after the teacher would move on to next person to answer the same question. She asked me, after high school, I didn't get a chance to go to college, even though I wanted to go on future with my education, but I knew that I couldn't everything. At that time was very expensive for my family and I. Since we were wealthy at that time, I actually had to work again to provide for my own family. But I was paid minimum wage. I was somewhat okay with the pay since everything at that time wasn't so expensive. But as years gone by, everything seemed to went up. I knew at that time I have to do something that I can't consider as my career. About 15 years ago, I was interested in cosmetology, and that's when I wanted to achieve at. I put into consideration that I should go to a cosmetology school since I was interested and wanted to learn about hair. I didn't completely night and go to cosmetology school part-time. It took me 1.5 years to improve in the cosmetology learning field. I actually went for the test, passed it, and got my license for cutting hairs. Since I already got my license, I went out for job hunting to work at a barber shop to cut hairs. I actually worked at many barber shops. I had gone through many transitions into finding the right place for myself. After working at another people's shop, I decided to open my own hair salon, and it's been about 10 years now since I have my own property. From there on, I knew I was going to succeed in the future of my life. Before thinking about having the career in cosmetology field, I went to a nursing school, which I have certificate for. I couldn't go on further than that because it wasn't something that I very interested in, and I didn't consider doing that for the rest of my life.
Since you've been living in America for almost 30 years, do you think your life has been better than before, or do you think you want to go back to your native country?
Yes, and I didn't remember many things that happened at that time. Besides, when the war had happened, I would stay in America because I came this far to have my own business, and I wouldn't want to leave behind what I have been working hard just to come this far.
Since you've been going through all those rough life situations, what is your outlook on the next generation of you?
My next generation, or further along after the next generation, I would likely suggest everyone to go to school to get their education, and most importantly, to go to college. Finishing school will have you succeed in the future, and it can help you find a job you're interested in and a job that pay you more. You don't have to worry about working at a place that pay you minimum wage or working at a place you don't like working at all. Going to school nowadays is what best for kids or the generation after me to succeed in their future.
Thank you for listening to Childhood Challenges by Nandra Knight, Helen Clemartin, Jasmine Hassan, Cameron Clowes, and Vannery Kong.